vote up. I'll have the food during the executive session. Let's we'll get done the regular meeting.
It's nice to see somebody finish that donut puzzle because we got it in my.
Okay. It's 6:01 and we'll call the meeting to order. If everyone can stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment silence. Okay. And just from a formality standpoint, Anthony or Ken, in terms of the meeting there at DMA, who's in attendance there?
I'm here, but there's nobody in attendance.
Okay. So it's only you and Ken that are in the meeting that's not here at my office?
Correct.
Okay. And then we have every board member here except Nicole at the moment.
Okay.
All right. And that the agenda today, I guess, is a little bit, the agenda might be a little bit shorter in terms of some things, just so an executive session at the end to discuss and wrap up a personal matter. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Jen for the minutes.
Sure. So I had distributed in an email to all the board members the March 2023 minutes. I received responses from Brian noting two different typos that were corrected, an S on the end of guests and correcting the spelling of Senator Poor. There's an E at the end of her last name. No other changes were sent to me. So with those changes in mind, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the March 2023 minutes.
Jen, I just had noticed I noticed the same thing, but I think it's Senator Poor is a she, and I think it's a
he. I sent you that.
O-O-R-E.
E-O-O-R-E, and
yes.
Senator Poor, who I obviously don't know, is a she. I'll make those changes, and with those changes in mind, motion to approve the first.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. All right, the next order of business, again, I only have two or three comments. There was a letter that the Delaware Charter School Network put together behind Kendall Massett, and it's really around the licensure and certification requirements for school leaders. And there was a law about 20 years ago, and they're finally starting to enforce that, or they're looking to enforce that now. And basically what Kendall's doing, she wrote a letter and basically was signed by all charter school board chairs. And I'll get a copy of it to you tomorrow. I'll have it sent to you. But it's really just pressing back. It was sent to the governor, Senator Sekola, and Representative Schwarzkopf. And it's really just trying to push back to say, hey, why now are we starting to look at trying to enforce these certifications and licensure requirements? You know, heads of schools, of charter schools and other leaders, they wear many hats, have different responsibilities than the public schools. Why are we trying to make them exactly the same as the public school or the districts and stuff? So again, it's something that's been on her agenda, pushing on behalf. It's in the best interest of charter schools not to have these regulations in place. That, you know, the feeling is that doesn't necessarily create the an outcome of a better student or not by enforcing those requirements. So again, I'll get you a copy there tomorrow. Just wanted you to know, basically every charter school leader chair signed it. The other thing too, I think I said last month, Kendall did ask to attend one of our board meetings. I was going to have it this month, but being that we have some other business matters, I didn't want to make the board meeting longer than needed to be this evening. So I'll defer that to May and get her out to our board meeting. And then the last thing, Anthony, I don't know from your end, I know May 11th is the rally down at Legislative Hall. I didn't know if we were providing anything down there or not. I know last year, I guess we sent the band. down there, is my understanding.
Yeah, when I spoke with her today, she asked if we were planning on attending, and honestly, I haven't really thought about it. With everything else, but I'm sure we can put a contingent of cadets together, and probably I'll speak with John Grant about if he can go down there with those guys as well.
Okay, and I'll send out information on that tomorrow too. If anyone decides they want to attend, I'm going to try to make it down there myself. On May 11th. So I'll get you the details tomorrow. Outside of that, Anthony, I'll turn it over to you for your Commandant's report.
Yeah, I'll keep it short. I'll give you guys just a few quick updates. We have received official word that we are a distinguished unit with academic honors for the 19th consecutive year. We have 27 out of 450 re-enrollment letters have not been returned. That is not uncommon. We're actually well ahead of the game. So we'll begin calling those kids down. And the only thing we're looking for is for them to actually turn in the re-enrollment letter itself. Fees and all that stuff is not what our concern is. It's just actually getting the signed letter. Parade field's moving along well. Lights are going to go up on Wednesday. We did need to do some additional work to ensure the field will drain properly so as not to create washout on the track. That part of the project is about 70% complete. And as I mentioned in last month's board meeting, we will fund that through minor cap. And we aim to pour the track late in the second week of May. We formed a really, really good relationship with Bill Howell of Sports Field Partners. It's been a really positive one, especially considering the multitude of challenges we've had with the soil composition and several other obstacles while doing that. So just been a good working relationship. And I also want to give a shout out to John Perrone of General Lawn and Landscape and Darren Kelly of Tusi Brothers. Both those guys have been great to work with through this project. Really, really have done everything they can to help us and see this project be what we know it can be. So overall, the folks we've been working with through the project, it's been a really positive relationship. As you know, most of you attended the junior ring ceremony that was held April 4th. There was a very low amount of cadets that ordered a ring, and I think cost may be a factor. So we will be speaking with Balfour about what we can do about the price. National Honor Society induction is this Thursday, 6:30 in the Dome. If you'd like to attend that, of course, you guys are welcome. Then we have the new cadet orientation, the academic test, the PT test, all this Saturday, starting 7:30. And that day will run probably through the better portion of 2 or 2:30. NJROTC Awards Night is May 4th, 6:30 in the Dome. So that's another event if you'd like to attend. And then prom is May 5th at the Waterfront. So this is the busy time of year for events and awards and all that stuff. So, it's kind of getting to the end, and I'll wrap up my report with that.
Anthony, if you can just send out those dates of the events to the to the board. I know you can get them on the website and stuff, but it might just be easier if you just shoot them up. Thank you. Any questions for Anthony? Okay. Glenn?
Yes. Thanks, Heath. You should have received the March 31st, 2023 financials. So we're at three quarters of the fiscal year. We're at 98% of our anticipated revenue so far, $7.6 million. Compared to 7.4 million or 94% from last year. So revenues are good. Expenditures are at 82.6% for 9 months ended period versus 72.6% for the same period last year. So our expenses continue to be higher than this time last year, mainly due to the building and land improvements and contingency line items, involving the turf project that was not part of the original budget. But just for additional color on the school's operations, Ken gave me a snapshot of our cash balances as of the end of the quarter. we're, you know, over $7 million in deposits, and majority of that's unrestricted. So as far as a cash balance standpoint, school's in very good hands. Any questions at all regarding the March financials? If no questions, ask for motion to approve the financials as presented.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Moving on to committee reports. Next Citizens Budget Oversight Committee will be held on Tuesday, June 20th. And for Finance Committee, did not meet in the month of April. Our next meeting is scheduled for Monday, May 15th. And that's all that I have.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thanks.
See anything on the academic excellence?
No, I still have to follow with Anthony on the Chase, the possibility of kids going to Chase. And then also, Anthony, I'll follow with you. Guard apparently has like a guard day. They did something in Glasgow not that long ago. So I can maybe coordinate something if you're interested to have a guard day, then Air Force. Maybe I can coordinate with Army as well, General, if they have something similar. I think they provide transportation and food as well for the entire day.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay. I did get some feedback on the Chase Center thing. And actually, that is something that we do through the Perkins CTE programs. So I'm going to loop in our business tech teachers on that. And then we did have a couple follow-up questions, but I think we're looking at being at the time of the year, if we can get everything in order and try and start this out for the start of next year.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely work for you that.
Yeah, so I'll get more information. I'll get the questions to some of the answers from the staff, and then I'll get back with you. And as far as the guard day goes, is that just like a field day type of day?
Yeah, something similar where they take the kids around the base, they introduce them to different MOSs or AFSCs, just kind of give them familiar with the jobs that we have with the Air Base or Air Guard. Okay. And also the basic setup of being in the guard itself, like the commitment level.
So our cadets go with them.
Yeah, Anthony, you've got
that before.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You have done it before. And usually it's run through the recruiters on both the Army and the Air side that are assigned to your school.
Okay.
You've got them, right? I know you have them from the Army side.
Yes.
Okay. I think they've got both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Zane. Mm-hmm. Governance?
We were going to have a meeting earlier today, but we rescheduled. So we're going to come up with a new date here. So.
All right. And then Jennifer, alumni?
I have no report for the alumni committee.
Okay. Is there any old business or new business? And obviously, there would be no public comment if there's nobody there, Anthony. So with that, I know it's a short board meeting, but I know we have a matter to discuss. So if I can get a motion to come out of the regular meeting going into an executive session.
I'll make the motion.
Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Anthony, so we're going to go into executive session. And what I'll do is I will take care of recording to come back out of it. You guys are good for the rest of the evening.
Sounds good.
All right. Keith, and what you really could do, you don't even have to worry about coming back in to record it just to, you can, but the main thing is as long as it's recorded in the minutes.
Okay.
You came out of executive session, went back in, and what time the meeting actually adjourns.
As long as I will document that.
That should be good.
Perfect. All right. I appreciate it. Thanks. Yep. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks, Ken. All right. Take care.
All right. Have a good evening.